Please, we keep their Bibles with you, and we are going to meditate the words. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. But this passage is telling the Good Samaritan parable. The Jesus Christ is explaining the parable to explaining some teaching to us. The first of all, we think about this, meditate this parable. The parable is always telling the truth of the simple way to explain the fact of Christ. The old scriptures are telling about Christ. But it's likewise that this passage also is telling about Christ. Christ is telling about himself to explaining the wonderful truth through this parable. Well, the normally is Christ is telling to the parables to his people. So why Christ using the parables? That's what first I would like to bring to attention. The why Jesus Christ using this parable to explaining his truth. The many theologians and commentary writers telling that Jesus Christ is going to tell some truth only for his people. That's the parable is telling to the truth to some and hiding to some. As Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 11 says, "And the disciple came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parable? And answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given." Well, the Christ is telling that the truth for the some people. And through these parables, Christ is telling to the hidden and the secret things to his people. That's what he says. And at the meantime, the prophets already prophesied, the Christ opened his mouth with the parables. Well, the parable, there's a prophecy is a fulfilling here as well. The Christ prophecy, about Christ prophecy is a fulfilling here. But I would like to bring the attention, particularly in this passage, the Good Samaritan parable. You see, the young rich ruler, he asks to the Lord, "Lord, how can I inherit eternal life?" The Jesus answered to him, he wasn't very happy. And he was justified and asked again, "Who is my neighbor?" Then the Christ is telling this parable to him. Actually, my dear friends, the Jesus Christ is videoed to the wonderful truth and showing to his people what is in this parable. But in this parable is divided by three portions. The first portion, the second portion, and the third portion. The first portion of this parable is telling about the nature of man. You see, this is a young rich ruler asking, "How can I inherit the eternal life?" The Christ is giving him a wonderful answer. This man cannot understand the answer of Christ. He couldn't understand. Again, Christ is teaching him in a very simple way to show how can you inherit the eternal life. That's the thing. And the Jesus Christ is showing to him and explaining him very briefly and very practically and telling him how, what is the nature of the human nature. And the second part of this parable is telling there's a law can't What if the young ruler is expecting that? He thinks he kept the law perfectly, therefore he can get the eternal life. The Christ says in this parable, there's a law cannot save you. And the third part of this parable is Christ again pointing to himself. Therefore, my friends, we are going to look very briefly in that particular passage. Please turn with me to the Luke chapter 10, verses 13. And first, Jesus is telling the state of the sinner from this passage. You see, the word is telling that Luke chapter 10, he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. The Jesus Christ is telling to start, began to say, he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. So what is Christ is trying to say into this parable is that Jerusalem is referring to the piece of land. The Jerusalem is a most holy place. The Jericho is a cursed place. Okay, that's what the Bible is very clearly says, the Jericho is the cursed place. And the Jesus Christ is telling to this dead young ruler. Jesus Christ explained, you see, this is the man's nature. He was created in a holy, and now the sin is making him down go to curse. This is the picture Jesus Christ has given to the man. You see, you were created, but now is under the curse. You are going toward the cursed place. My friend, this is a picture from the Jesus Christ explaining to us as well in our what kind of nature we are. We are the sinners. We are deading of the hell-deserving sinners. We created in the beginning in a godly and purely and knowledgely and the righteously we created. The man created. And again, the sin brought us in the lead to the curse place. This is a picture Jesus Christ say, you see, this is the man. This is your nature. We all are going to the way to hell. The second, the word Jesus Christ is saying, and the fell among thieves. You see in the Bible, very clearly Jesus Christ is prescribed. There is and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. Again, Jesus Christ is pointing to the nature of man. They are fell among the thieves. That means he is under the hand of the thieves. He is fully controlled by the thief, the fully controlled by the world, fully controlled by the lies. This is the man's nature that Jesus Christ is telling. You see, this is the situation. The young ruler, you need to understand. You are not under the grace, God's grace hand. You are under the thief among. is under the thief's hand. You can't decide in your own. Everything is controlled by the world. The thief among the fell among thieves. My dear friends, young people and the families, many of us are still under the hands of evil. But the Christ says, you need to understand your nature. Jesus Christ is telling that you have to understand. You have to know your situation. You are under the hand of evil. Again, Jesus Christ is telling, and he wounded him, you see, which is a thief, and striped at him and gave him, and wounded him. Again, Jesus Christ is telling to this parable to the young man, young ruler, the Satan is make you shamed. You see, they grabbed all your garment and make you naked. That's mean make you shame. That's what happened in our parents in the Garden of Eden. They were naked, but they didn't feel the shame. When the Satan is telling them a lie, and when they had the fruit, and they feel shame and they run away from the Lord, make them shame. And it is a really sad thing, my friends. We were naked, but we didn't feel shame. We are against the Lord. We are against His commandments. We are against Him in all ways, but we didn't feel shame. But Jesus Christ said, you see, they ripped all the garments and make you shamed. This is the Satan did in our parents, showing you how shameful people we are. We have to understand our shamefulness. He's telling to the young man, you see, you didn't see, you are a shameful man. You think you are a right person. You think you are keeping the old commandments. No, you are the shameful man. You have to understand that. If you are not understand your shamefulness, you can understand Christ. My friends, the Christ is telling to them, this sin will make you shame to you. Again, you see the verse 30, and he ripped him his garment and wounded him and departed and leaving him half dead. What happened? Leave him in half dead. What is that half dead means? The many of the Armenians says, we are half dead people because still we have something to understand about the spiritual matters. We are not dead, we are half dead. This is a passage they are taken sometime to explaining people to teach the wrong teaching. But here is a half dead means, my dear friends. The man created in two parts, soul and body. The Christ telling to him, the half dead means you are spiritually fully dead and physically you are alive. That's the half dead. You are two parts. The half dead means you are spiritually, you are full dead, and physically you are still alive. This is happened, you see, this is Satan is making the dead and he departed. You see the early parents, Adam and Eve, and he deceived them and made them half dead. Spiritually they were dead and Satan ran away. The Christ is very clearly saying to nature of the human, how terribly we are dead in the trespasses and sin. This young man have to be understand this wonderful truth in his life. Jesus show him, how can I inherit eternal life? God is showing the Lord's commandments. The Lord's commandments must tell him, I am a great sinner. That's what the God's want to show him to the commandments. The commandments must tell how bad we are. The commandments are must lead us to Christ. My dear friends, this is the Christ is showing and kindly and lovingly showing to this young ruler. You see, you have to understand, my dear friends, of your situation. If you are not understand your sinful desire and the sinful nature, you can't get the eternal life. The second part of the parable. And by the chance, they have come down the certain priest that way, and when he saw him, and he passed by on other side. And the likewise the Levites, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on other side. The Christ is telling to the young man, you see, you have to understand your sinful nature. You have to understand your weaknesses. You have to understand your own sinfulness. But the law, the Levites and priests can't help for your sin. The Levites and the priests, they stand for the ceremonial and moral law. The law can't save you. The young ruler, he thought, if he kept the commandments, he can save. And God says, no, you can't save. Again, the videos turn to pointing to Christ. The Christ is very clearly videoed him and say, you see, young man, you are under the hands of the evil. Your way is Jerusalem to Jericho. You were wounded. You were half dead. You were under the hands of evil. But now the video is turning and pointing to Christ. And Christ says, but certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And he came here was, who is the Samaritan? The people, they are saying the Christ, they're mocking Christ as a Samaritan. And here is Jesus Christ is showing, telling them, I am the Samaritan. I am the Samaritan. If you have many problems, you see the thief, among the thief, the guy, he is half dead. I am the solution for that. Law can't, Levite can't, nobody can. But the Samaritan can. That's what the Christ is telling. You see, I am the Samaritan. And he came where he was. The Jesus Christ is came from heaven to save sinners. There's no question. He never come to give some good life to us, and he never come to establish our financial statements or give us a comfort life in this world. He never came for that. He came to this world to save sinners. There's no any question for that. That's what the Christ is telling to the young, rich young ruler. He knows about law. He very rich. He's still fit enough, his body is a very able man in this world. Jesus Christ says, you are a sinner. I came, I am the only one, God came from heaven to save sinner. And when he saw him, you see, the Jesus Christ is so seen the sinners as me and you. He never passed by. He never passed by. Those who are calling unto him, he never closed his eyes. He never closed his ears. He's always hearing. He says, you see, my dear friends, when you cry unto me, I will always sing. I am very, very care about you. And he says, you see, he saw him the from the beginning, chosen unto salvation. He know the people. And he sees, and when he saw him, and he had compassion on him. When he sees the nature of man, he has a very compassion. He's cried, actually. He nearly cried. Jesus is he's a God of compassion. I don't need to explain how compassion he is and he was and he will be. He's a God of compassion. Jesus Christ came down from heaven to look at this wounded and half-dead man and show compassion on him. And compassion on him, my dear friends, again, you see, he went to him. What does the Bible say? He had compassion on him and he went to him. He's not expecting the dead man can't come unto him. He knows that. The Christ knows that. The dead man, the half-dead man cannot come to him. He came to him. You see, my friends, he go near to him. And he went near to him and he went to him and wounded up his wounds. He bound his wound. Isaiah very clearly says that Jesus Christ is making a wound and he's healing us. This is a bruise. It's a sinful thing. And he says, he wounded up his wounds and pouring in oil and wine. You see, there's a picture that Jesus Christ is came down from heaven and look at the dead man and he has a compassion on his heart and he went close to him and put some ointment and wine on him. That means the Holy Spirit and his blood and the blessing and the joy, everything is put on him. And again, set on him on his own beast. Jesus Christ is going by his own beast. And he come down and put this sinner into his place. This is a picture of the adoption. The Christ is saved and healed him and wounded by here and put him in a higher place. What a privilege, my friend, he's showing to the young man. You see, this is the salvation. You are a dead man. Is my mercy need you? Without my grace, you can't get into the heaven. Jesus very clearly show and how he cared and wounded and died for the people and shedding the blood and brought him up into his position and brought him into the inn and took care of him. The Jesus Christ is showing he saved and he never leave the people on that place. He will bring into the inn. the Acts chapter 2 verse very clearly says, Jesus is adding, save his people and adding into the church. The God is maintaining and feeding and strengthening his people within the church. The wounded man, the God is, Christ went him and speak to him and compassion on him and pull him and put him in his beast and bring him into the inn or the hostel or the caretaking place to hand over to him into the man. And again, it's a wonderful thing that Christ is telling. He took out 2 pennies and gave them to host and said unto him, take care of him. The Christ is giving the 2 pennies. What is the pennies referring to? The Old and the New Testament. The Old and New Testaments are fully authority to us to maintain the spiritual natures. We don't need more than New Testament and the Old Testament. This is sufficient for our spiritual life until Jesus Christ comes. My friends, Jesus is showing to us. You see how terrible we were and what a wonderful Savior we have. You see compassion, and he came down and healed us and protect us and care us and bring us into the inn and give his word, the power and the blessing to them to take care of the sinner. Can you see this kind of Savior in your life, in anywhere else? No, there is only one Savior we have, the compassion, the careful and loving. My dear friends, the Christ is very clearly telling you to follow and trust the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, because he is the only one who have compassion on the sinners. May the Lord bless these words in your hearts.